Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. We have a new password, and obviously I didn't know it because it wouldn't let me into my own show. But we're here now, and we're ready to do it. What a Mercury retrograde for those of you that are tuning in. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and tonight we are going to go wild. I know you're ready. It's Friday, and let's have some fun with this. I have a lot of individuals calling the 773-897-6461 number because tonight is the night that we bring in the not only phenomenal psychic medium friend, actor, worker, who just is the most fun person that you want to meet. We have tonight one of the most beautiful and great heartfelt souls, and that's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing tonight?
Excellent. Hey, Jethro, how are you?
Really good. I was laughing. I was like, and I could feel you guys, and I'm like, I've been an 8 minutes here trying to get it to come, anything to come in, yeah. And then all of a sudden, lights on, everything went and put me right in there, and I've been doing the same thing over, and I was like, I don't know, but I guess they want us to hold on until they feel right.
I guess so. Keep the roller coaster going. I still don't have a chat room, though. Is the chat room coming up?
Yeah, they have you and Jan and Sue Delamonte's in there tonight. So it should be, if it's still on, I don't know why it says you're in there.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not coming up on my screen. Mercury, it's coming direct any day now. I got nothing. So I'm not contenting from choice. Oh my God, now something I just. Anyway, how are you, Jethro?
Oh, really great. Up here in Arlington, Virginia, just having a blast. Those of you that saw me last weekend, I was at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. It was just very phenomenal in Florida. I had to recuperate. We had so many people, so much help, so much fun that I had to take a couple of days up here, and I'm just kind of getting my little head back on and just laughing at I had 83 readings the last year, and then this year we had 79. It was just a lot of people. It was so fun. And I want to tease everybody. They always say that we in the South, they do it well. Well, it was done well. We were laughing so much that I want to tell all of you guys that are tuning in to make sure tonight we know that you are going to be picked up on the phone. So relax. The phones are going a little obviously haywire with this. So if you do get bumped off, don't get upset or worry. Just call back in the 773-897-6461. A lot of times you guys will be left in the queue and you will move up accordingly as it just as if you've never been out. And I'm trying to get to as many of you as I can. Please be aware, if you have spoke with me or the Psychics Gone Wild in the last couple of weeks, give it a little time to settle. We have a lot of individuals who are really enjoying this, and we want you to. Please listen in, but you can always pass. You can just say, I just called in to talk to you and say, how are you doing? If we keep going to the Oracle, or if you guys know that we keep going up there constantly and asking the same question, it's like the little girl who has Girl Scout cookies. She's really cute and adorable, but about the fifth time of that chocolate mint, and you're going, please, now. So take that into moderation. Let's have some fun. This is Psychics Gone Wild. A lot of individuals have asked this question to Patty before, and we're going into the emails here and grabbing them out, and I'm just looking here. One of the questions we have tonight is, Patty, I have used stones for many years, and I'm really curious about what do you feel with them. Should I keep using them in my stuff? Because someone was telling me the last 2 weeks I have a couple of very strong guru friends in this that are telling me that sometimes crystals and stones can put you in a spell or a trance. And where I don't want that. I want it to be able to all natural.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I have never seen crystals or stones put anybody in a trance. You're still in control. This is just their energy. They're a tool. They're a helpmate. They have an energy and a spirit all their own, but I've never seen anything negative coming out of crystals and stones. Maybe they were just meaning that they didn't want you to get too dependent on it or something like that, but I love rocks and stones and crystals. To me, it's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the spiritual toolbox. So I wouldn't worry about it. And go with your intuition. Go with your heart. Everybody's truth is different. So you figure it out yourself. If it's if there's something feels funny, then maybe set them back. Make sure you cleanse them. Make sure you either cleanse them in salt or water, depending on the crystal, or send them out in the moon. But other than that, no. Love your stones.
I love it. I agree with Patty very much. And you guys took me by surprise reading that. I was a little worried there when I was teasing. A couple of times a year we have this question, Patty. How do we go about putting together working together for friends? I have a lot of them who want to do a medium. We've talked about doing it, and I think that you're saying the word seance is what they're asking. They want to know how they would go about doing that in where they're at with their friends and do it safe and sound.
Well, there's several ways to do it. Just make sure, more than anything else, that what your intent is clear, what you're doing and why you're doing it, and more than anything else, who you are allowing in. As you're setting up your circle, however you choose to open the veil, I work elementally most of the time. I call in the air and fire and water and earth. I was just in Texas this week. Actually, my first tour, I was speaking and doing workshops and readings, and I worked with another fellow Federation psychic, John Capello, and we actually, he did it a very Christian cosmology way that we called it in. So there's lots of right methods to do it, but most important is the intent behind it, that you really are only going to call in light beings and entities and spirits and the guides from the light and those that have good and real messages for you guys to be there. Set up protections, whether you work with, guardians or wards or there's like many, many paths to get there, but just be very careful in your intent.
Loving it. Thank you, Patty. We have a lot of individuals writing tonight. Where did you get the pictures of the mushrooms, Jethro? I saw them on Facebook and I loved them. They're actually over here. They were in Florida and I got them at Bubber in Clearwater. It's a very beautiful place and we went over and watched the fireworks, and at Christmas time they have a lot of lights on, and we went over there and watched them. So I got the picture of them again. I thought that would be very magical to be with Patty. Yes, Patty is a white witch. I had a lot of people teasing me last week because I put up the marketing. I said, how to have magic is have a friend that's a white witch. And they were all laughing. So, yeah, see, guys, I laugh. My marketing, I know sometimes is a little silly, but it's well spent. You know what I'm doing. I'm putting that out to get your attention, to get you in here to ask those questions. We have a question here from Mark, and he's writing, Patty, I have got to tell you, I'm so excited to finally listen into the show. I've heard a lot about this. I was overseas. Now I'm back. You are one of the best. I listen to you on iTunes now, and as I'm coming into my hometown, I have this really great question. I hope Jethro reads it tonight. Patty, my aunt has a shadow book. We had friends tell me that this was her book on her secrets and her spells. I went in and I did look at it after her passing because it was left to me. I'm a little confused because it looks to me like what she wrote was a lot of happy memories and other things to do. Should I use these things that she left for me, or would that be something against her will?
Oh, well, you can talk to her about that. But if she left it to you, if she truly left it to you, then I would say that is complete permission. And yes, a book of shadows can be many things. It can be someone's thoughts and discoveries and wishes and memories. A lot of times along the way, it might be your favorite workings and spell works or recipes, all sorts of things. But again, it's as individual as each of our paths, but it is called a book of shadows, and if it was left to you, you have permission.
Oh, I love that. That's very good to know. The people writing, oh my goodness, we're getting a lot of response here. We always love this. Patty does get a lot of knowledge. We have people asking what, and then they're like, oh good, she's telling us. I love you guys. We got the greatest fans. We're going here asking questions and doing. Patty, I have a sister who is involved with a friend who has been doing magic spells together. We were very excited to find out that they have been doing work together. But then my husband told me that a lot of these have to be done sky clad. Am I accordingly right? Sky clad is a without clothes. My sister out there doing this with other people. I'm a little concerned that maybe my sister might be changing from our rather religious ways.
Oh, that is so cute.
Uh-oh. Something's happened here. We're having a little bit of a trouble here with Skype. Hang on.
Could you still hear me?
There we go. We got you back.
Okay. Okay. Skyclad, nothing has to be done skyclad. That is, everything is always an option. That just means naked. And for one, it's very freeing. You don't have the cumbersome of society, of clothes. But I would never do it if you're not comfortable. And I would never do it in a group you're not comfortable with, or even by yourself if you're not comfortable. That's not going to add to the experience. Some people, it strips away the real life so you can cross through the veil and do the real working. But that would be up to you, but nothing has to be done that way. And it shouldn't affect someone's belief system. Even being a witch, a witch just means you believe in magic. It doesn't mean you don't worship the devil. You don't turn people into frogs. I know Christian witches. I know Jewish witches. I know in the world witch itself, there's half a dozen kinds. There's Wicca, which is very elemental based. There's the Druids. There's Alexandrians. There's Gardnerians. There's chaos magicians. There's conjurers. It's like I'm a Baptist versus I'm a Presbyterian. It's all the same, but it's different. We just kind of embrace everybody. But skyclad, nothing has to be done skyclad. Maybe somewhere there's a group somewhere that your initiation must be done skyclad, and that's going into a certain group of some time. But other than that, still working, no.
That's good to know. And I see those of you tuning in. I didn't know that. That was a very good question. I always love, and you guys seem to amaze me with every time we do this, of what you come up with to ask. And that's a very good question. Patty, I am writing you to find out about my sister and some other things that's going on in my family. My family has been working on this for about 16 years, and we have a very strong belief that she has found the Wiccan runes and a simple way to put them together. We found out that there is another system out there, but it's not as complete as ours. Do you feel that it's okay for us to bring this out into the light? We live here, we live in the mountains here, and we have not experienced a lot of culture, but I do feel that it would be something that would benefit others. Would you have any ideas of how we could bring these runes out into the world?
Oh, what a beautiful thing. If you've discovered something, however you've discovered it, I would start out, again, if this is something new in a new area, I would start out slow and easy and organic, and let spirit guide you. Let your runes guide you. If you're working with the runes, to let them guide you. If you're not out publicly, like, on a radio show or doing things like that, you know, maybe there's a little shop nearby, a little metaphysical shop that you could have these runes out. I don't know if you're going to make them or you have them or it's a book, you're writing things about them. But my best, if you don't know what to do, just start building and work with spirit and let it come out organically. So one shop becomes two shops and somebody sees them, and then it becomes you get picked up by a company, and then it becomes, or it's just out there and it's into a book or it's the new thing talked about. Maybe it's just time that spirit wants these out there. How awesome is that? But you could be the conduit. You could be the vehicle.
I love that, Patty, and that's so true. And there's a lot of you individuals I know that are listening in tonight to do this. As an individual who's done this spiritual for years, it's so nice to have light friends like Patty and other individuals to help. Now, those of you who are working with us and working in the psychic development, make sure you get with Patty for our American Federation. Patty, we should tell them a little bit about how the certified psychics can get in and how to do that.
Yes, we are a wonderful organization. We're just a few years old. I'm a proud member, as is Jethro, and as are several of the Psychics Gone Wild psychics. What it was started by this beautiful man, Maximilian de Lafayette, I think in 2012. He's a lawyer. He's a linguist. He speaks 17 languages, mostly ancient, like, you know, a Sumerian and all these beautiful things. And he kind of got to know psychics because he's in the metaphysical world with all the ET stuff. And he got to know several of us. He said, oh, my goodness, if anybody needs a professional organization, it's you guys. Because as we know, for every good and real psychic and medium and ethical, there's, I don't want to count how many bad ones or fake ones or unethical ones. You know, lawyers have professional organizations. plumbers have professional organizations. You know, dog catchers have, we should too. And it's to support each other and to bring legitimacy, proving that you have been tested, that you are certified, you've been checked into background. Just bringing more legitimacy and more light to our profession that really needs it. So anybody who is a real psychic, a real medium, an astrologer, somebody working in the arts, go to amcpm.org, which stands for American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, or you could type out American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, or email me or Jethro, you know how to find us, and look into it. You could be tested. And it's a wonderful organization. Max does several books a year where he lists us. There's some different magazines coming out. And more than anything, we're this beautiful support for each other family. And what we're going to do now, Jethro doesn't even know this. We did the one conference last year in September. Jethro came out to L.A. Dina did from New York and had a three-day conference. We're getting ready to start some more workshops, and we want people to start it in their areas. All sorts of exciting things. So, yes, check it, American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums.
I love it, and I have all of you guys going, Jethro, we are on the phones. Well, come on, you guys, grab those phones. We will be picking up the phones when I call your area code out. You got to tell me your name and quickly what we're here with. We do have a limited time. I won't be able to give you 5 to 7 minutes each time. We will probably give you more like 4 to 5. We have so many people calling in, and that's a good thing. That means we're helping so many. Yes, I know that you want to talk to me, Daryl. You've called, and we love you, too. Daryl's telling me that he can't believe it. Patty is the best. He's putting his vote. And if he haven't got to your mail, be looking in your snail mail, because the two Psychics Gone Wild letters that went out this week were the one and only Patty Negri and Dina Flanagan, both American Federation psychics. So if you're picking up your mail, make sure you look, because there should be a postcard, and there's also we're doing a Psychics Gone Wild newsletter. We're going to be putting together all those specials, all the psychics are putting in, and Patty, we haven't had a chance. Patty's got to put hers in, whatever she's doing for her rates, and how Patty always, I know, gives you guys a little longer. We all found that secret out a couple weeks ago, and everybody was all excited. Patty is Patty, and what we love about it is we want you guys to put in. Go ahead and get to me on that Psychics Gone Wild. We'll be giving away presents tonight by Lady Zarango in New York City. She's been me and Patty's fan for quite a few years now. We love her dearly. We also have a couple of other places that are putting in. There will be tonight some stones, and we also have a couple of psychic readings. So be ready, you guys, to win. Put in the psychicsgonewild.com, because we always pick a person that prize, and we continually put you back in. We had someone that honestly has won 4 times on Psychics Gone Wild in 3 years. I think that's a pretty good ratio, and we love her. So make sure you guys that are putting in know that if you're ready to win a prize, put in. Do give me your snail mail. I am psychic, but if I have to read Joe from I Don't Know, I would say there's probably about 373,000 of you in the United States. So let's do the fun of this. 217, come on down. It's Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I'm welcoming you to calling with Jethro and Patty on Wild Fridays. And can we get your name? And what are you calling about? I can feel a lot of energy around. You've got little people or something happy going on there.
I'm sure there's a lot of what going on?
A lot of happy energy going around you. I can feel like, ooh.
That's true. Yeah. So I just got an email from someone that I admire. So, yes, my name is Moon. I'm from Illinois. And I was just curious about love relationships. I've been single a long time, so I was kind of wondering what's out there for me.
Excellent.
You want to go, Jethro? You're the relationship man.
I love, and you know that, and I do feel that, and I laughed. That's probably why I was so happy to pick up the phone. You were the first one up in the queue, and the energy is just bouncing all over. They're telling me that it is there with love, and I know that you said a while you've been there, but you know you're like a candy or a treasure. The reason you're more valued is each day you do more strength, and the angels are telling me the love and the strength that's happening with you right now is that I feel that there is a person coming, but you like an individual who's able to sit down with you and really be a part of your life. You don't want just somebody who's just hanging out. You want someone who's actually committed and ready to go out and enjoy things together. I keep feeling that there is, it's funny you haven't been in a relationship, but I feel like there was a gentleman, I keep seeing shapes, like I want to tease like a math teacher or something, because I keep seeing I'm seeing a compass. I'm seeing things that work in the math area. Do you have an engineer or someone that's very much interested in you? Because that's what I'm picking up.
No one that I'm aware of, no.
We got to get him out in the open because I'm tired of him hiding because I can feel it.
Okay, well, I do have a compass type tattoo on my finger, which may be related to someone from quite some time ago, but I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, I'm getting a chill, and I'm reading you the first time. I'm feeling this very strong. I've got to tell you, I mean, the energy keeps showing me that. And I also keep seeing that it has something very significant to do with this. I see this. I can tell you the gentleman has light skin. He's very, he has a very nice set face, which means to me that he's got a very strong, high forehead. He has very kind of lighter hair, and he has a very beautiful smile when he smiles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Patty, help me with this. What are you seeing? Help me with this man she's got.
Right. And again, it's all about his heart. He's got this beautiful heart and a youthful, seeing a real age, but a very youthful energy about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there you go. It's all
awesome.
About faith for you and trusting and just going for it.
Okay, great. Well, I hope that, yeah, this person reciprocates my feelings. It's been a long time, but, you know, I'm hoping one day, you know, maybe something will happen. Could be him. Who knows?
Feels like it. Sounds okay. Good. A compass. I'm so impressed. Now, can I ask you a question? When did you have the compass put on in the tattoo? Was it something you...
It was when I was going through a really difficult time, and I decided that I wanted to change my direction entirely.
I love it. It's a very good
yeah,
energy.
And it does involve him, so maybe that's why you saw that, because I was just, yeah. And that definitely describes him with a nice set face. He's got beautiful features. So, okay, thank you very much. You have a great weekend, both of you.
You too. Let us know if we see him in September, because they're showing me something there with a little bit of a plate, and I see something with the moon in September. So we thank you, and thank you for tuning in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We've went a little wilder, and we're looking and we're checking to grab that phone for those who are ready for that Psychic Gone Wild reading. 912, it's you. How about me and you and Patty, too?
912. Hello, this is Jamar.
Where have you been, Jamar? You missed us a week. I was worried. What are you up to?
I'm busy too.
Excellent. So you have a question? We can't do the same questions, but do you have something
here
quickly we can?
All right. Well, yes. Well, I'm aware that I'm a part of the Blu-ray Soul Group, and I just, as of lately, I've been thinking about moving to Atlanta, and I wanted to know you know, people that's with my lineage, with the beings a part of my lineage, like, what do they think about that? You know, the people that's, the beings that's looking over me?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you are really putting us to work tonight, Jamar. Oh, goodness. Woo. Excellent friend here, and he knows that. And he asked me something different. See, you guys, that's what they laugh. I'm a little finicky about how I do this, Jamar. I thank you. I do understand, Patty. You know, do you want to help me with the aura energy and what we're talking here and about the way of it, or how do we want to go with this?
I heard most of what he said. I honestly didn't hear all of it. I was kind of a little sketchy. I don't know if it's my end or not, but I keep getting some feminine energy attached to that. But I don't know if that's going on to the question that you asked. But you asked something about you moving. And I'm getting that something is good about you moving, but I didn't hear your whole question.
Well, I was saying that, you know, I was aware I'm a Blu-ray, you know, a Blu-ray child, like a part of the Blu-ray. And I wanted to know, like, if they have any messages for me about the move to Atlanta.
Oh. Well, okay, I'm still getting that big, strong feminine energy. Actually, I'm getting, it's kind of like a double feminine energy. I'm getting an older female energy and a younger female energy. And I actually think that, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so whatever it is, these women, these two energies are very important within that decision and within your choices and within your forward movement.
Okay.
And
I agree.
Jethro, jump in, because I'm still a little flailing.
It's all right, and it's intense energy, and Patty's right on, and I'm feeling that too. I feel that the person or something that's going on will be there, and that is a good thing for the move for you. We definitely have to get through Mercury retrograde, and you had talked to us about being on the show, Jamar, and I would like to get with you and talk about that once we get through Mercury. You never buy a car, you never do business deals or anything during Mercury. We've only got till after the first, then it comes back and starts going the right direction. It won't be going backwards retro anymore. So when that planet starts going in the right, but Jamar, definitely know that. And you got, I laugh. I have people go, Jethro, it's like, you know, calling a psychic during a certain time. It's like, I had someone tell me, they said, your gentleman friend that's on the radio has got good energy. We feel like there's something going on. If he wants to date, all he has to do is come over here to Florida, because I would date him in Miami. Uh-oh, we're getting dates for you, Jamar. We got another one over here that's ready. Yeah, so me and Patty are both getting, is there's a relationship for you at the end of that there. And I do feel that you're going to go there. We also pick it up, and I like the energy with your Blu-ray. Those of us people tuning in, he was talking about his race and the time and the energy of where he is. And he's also talking about his spiritual one. So I had someone write, what's his, a Blu-ray is a snake? No, you guys, it's the energy. It's like if you're a crystal baby or if you're an indigo baby. He actually was born in the time of this Blu-ray when there was energy being brought out to bring to more enhanced people to put us into that special energy, right, Jamar?
Yes, that's true.
Thank you. We love you dearly. Keep tuning in. Remember to put in psychicsgunwall.com. We'd like you to win a prize. You've got all those girls. You could give some of those girls some of this jewelry that's hanging on you.
All right.
Thank Take
you.
Care.
All right.
Thank you, Jamar. Thank you.
All right.
We have a lot of individuals calling in, Jamar, and they're laughing, and we got to watch you guys. You can't date the guests while I'm trying to get them through. Now, calm down over there in Miami and sit back and relax. 610, here we go. 610, what do you know?
Hi, guys. It's Marilyn. So happy to be on your show. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Yes,
hey.
We love you, Marilyn. I'm so glad
love
you called
you.
In. You've got the energy now. We got this happening. They're teasing. We got Jamar through, and he's getting dates. He's all happy. And now we've got our wonderful Marilyn. This is the night to rock the phones. I love it.
Well, I have a different question for you. I have my son. He's a little bit grown up, but he's really kind of out there, not really connecting to anything, and I'm just wondering if he's okay. He's been in a relationship which is really different for a few years. I'm very much let go, let God, but just want to check in and make sure he's okay and see if there's anything that needs to be, can be released there or whatever. Any insight? I'm worried about the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
That she's not the right choice of girlfriend?
I'm okay with whomever, but she is really, really, really different. So I don't know if she has, like, something over him, power-wise, and he's just really, really stuck on with everything. And, you know, he had tough times growing up, but I've just wanted to kind of check in.
Well, I'm getting that he's going to be okay, and he's going to get a big shift. He's going to get a big realization of like, oh, maybe I'm, and he is a little bit out there, but if that's okay. When he needs a little bit more stability of heart, and he actually is getting that from the girlfriend, good or bad. She's probably not the one he's going to end up forever with, but it is good for him right now. It's good for that stability of heart. Yeah, that's what I see. Jethro?
I didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm just happy.
It's fine. We got the energy. We're all wild, Marilyn. We're sunshine's on the phone. I'm going to come up with a song. You know, they have all these cool, happy songs. I think when Marilyn calls in, Sunshine is Mine is what I got it, because I can feel all that vibration, and I love it. I'm also hearing exactly, I agree with Patty wholeheartedly. They're also telling me, Marilyn, to compliment my other reader and to feel what we're feeling, the energy, that I'm supposed to talk to you a little bit about why haven't you brought back the other stuff in the house. The guys are telling me that sometimes you do stuff when you need to feel good, that you make things and do stuff. You need to do that for yourself, Marilyn. You're depriving your guides of having that quality time with you.
Oh, okay. Sit and meditate. Is that what you were just telling me?
Uh-huh. And I was doing it in a silly way, but you still caught it because I got your attention, because I can feel your energy. See, I have two ways of saying it now. I'm learning. Everyone told me, they said, Jethro, you guys always say the same things, but they want you doing that. And I'll tell you, part of why they want that time for you is I'm also hearing there's another blessing coming, Marilyn. Your energy is going to another vibration to help. You've always been in tune, and it's time for the angels to give you some of that love back.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Thank you for calling, Marilyn. I hope we helped you. I made her all sad. She don't want to sit down and come.
I know. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Yeah.
I hear your little left brain going.
Because I want to ask you more questions. I'm like, no, there's other people.
Oh, we love you. You know that. And tune in. We're going to be giving away some prizes here in about 1 second. Grabbing onto that mailbag, I'm pulling it out. We have a winner of the Psychics Gone Wild reading, half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro today, Susan Delamonte. You're the winner. Here you go.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, I know. I've seen you in the chat. I saw you around and I saw your email. I'm so happy. Thank you, Susan. Congratulations for putting in. She had a very nice compliment about she likes Jethro, but she doesn't know about the rest of you. They're all great. I got to tell you, this is like the funnest party. I get to go to work every day with the most positive, greatest people in the world. I want you to hang on here because the phones have done a new spin. I don't know what it means, but they're turning cute little green, which is not a color of our code. So you 315 are green. I hope you're ready to be fun on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Jethro?
Yes, it is Jethro and Patty, and this is...
Annette.
Oh, hello, Annette. How are you doing up in New York in that wild country?
Well, I'm a little nervous because my daughter's wedding tomorrow. How's it going to go?
Oh, I'm wedding, rocking and rolling up there. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. For
her. I'm picking up tension. Patty, I'm picking up tension,
but it's going to go great. It's been planned down to the last toothpick, right?
Yep.
You can't even go wrong. It's been planned. She's planned it. Everything's been planned. All the I's are dotted. The T's are crossed. So just relax and enjoy it. Take some really deep breaths on the way in. Do some breathing. Connect in and just have fun.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. We love you, and this is one of our past winners. Please tell everybody it is real. We met on Facebook. She's one of our listeners, and you do get the presents in the mail if you put in your name.
Yes, I do, and I love them. Thank you so much.
And you're in to go in for the year. Make sure when you're checking your email now, you guys get those stamps because we're going to be giving out prizes for those. We call it Psychic's Gone Wild Poker, and anybody who gets any of the faces are counted as an ace. So we have Patty and Dina Flanagan, Jan is out there. We have a very positive emails we're getting from people on it, but you want to get the snail mail so that you can get that. So tell me when you get it in, please. Annette, call and let us know who you get in the mail, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much, Jethro.
You're welcome. We are staggering a little bit out. We have Gary Wimmer coming out. His stamp is right behind the ladies supporting and being very positive. And, of course, we know Eileen Boycher. So DC Love, there's the Psychic's Gone Wild stamps are hitting the airwaves. I had an individual tease me because they are going all the way to United Kingdom. We know that Patty and Russell individually, Russell has decided he is Patty's number one fan in United Kingdom. And he told me that if it was not stamp sent there, he would find a way to take the hamburgers away from me in Florida. So definitely Russell is getting some of Patty Negri's
stamps. Yeah. I got to see these stamps. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. You're going to love them. You should be getting yours in the mail, too, Patty. I think
alrighty.
About the we know it's a holiday, so probably about the 6th or 7th of July, some of you will get it in the mail. I had a little bit of a problem here with sending other things, so I had someone tease me, and everything I sent was from Florida, and my assistant promptly on Mercury forgot me. So it's like, we love it. And Mike, you know, I have no complaint with you. You're phenomenal there in Tampa. 229, you're on fine. Come on and do Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Melvin, oh, we knew you'd find us. We're so glad of you out there doing the wild dance again. You and the wildest ones. I love when you call. How have you been?
I've been pretty good, yes, sir. Just going through a little something with my son. He got in a bad accident about 3 weeks ago, got shot. And he's in intensive care, but he's doing well.
Thank goodness.
He's doing well, yes. But I call about me. I just wanted to ask, I'm working part-time right now, and not enough. I'm not making that many hours, but my rent is due. I just want to know, do you all see me getting some type of assistance between now and July 7th? I have to pay it before to go to court. So any help with my rent? Any other financial money coming to me? Yes, sir.
Yeah. The big silence. I'm trying to put words together for this, and I'm not doing very well.
It's there. I feel it really hard, Melvin, for you. And what they're telling us is when we have that like that, both of us are trying to find a way around it. I feel like there is some odd things. Definitely do Patty's one we do with the money. Do the light one. We got to bring in some other effort, Melvin. I see you reaching out and finding some other ways. You're a hardworking man, and I'm so sad to hear about your son. It's such a crazy, you know, I had someone try to get uptight with me here, and to see your son being shot put us on such a shocker for us that I know you're a good man, and I'm feeling so hard for you. I mean, I know you... Remember when you were a little leery to walk to the park, and now here you are, you know, out dancing around and having a life, and you still have to be careful of this other chaos. And the guys are telling me the financial end for you, and I'm sorry, I'm having to wade through this, so bear with me a little bit, that you are going to be bringing it in with some other means. I feel like you have some ways of doing it. And I keep seeing, Melvin, I keep seeing, like, pickled eggs. I keep seeing jars of different things. I feel like a place that somebody would go and buy different things like that, or a place where they have maybe something there and somebody working with you. But you did for years, you worked hard, and now it's like trying to make ends meet. I feel like a friend or an ally, someone who does like a food on wheels or something is going to help you. Someone there is going to talk with you, and there's either a job there or there's something there with money.
Okay.
And I'm not telling you to go out tomorrow and start selling, you know, Melvin's hot hamburgers on the side. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can feel there's something here going on. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I keep seeing newspapers. Now, they're showing me like a place where people go. And do you congregate there? You're going to have to help me. You know I'm a country guy all the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe you're talking about maybe some kind of community program to help people with, you know, lost a job or just struggling. To help pay their rent or utilities or food bank here. We have a food bank here as well. So,
yes. Thank you, Melvin. Yes, and you get in there. You worked hard all your life. I remember when we were talking before, you fought to get your retirement. We've been, for a couple of years, we've been friends and still growing strong.
Oh, yeah.
Melvin, you got to go in there. You get in there, and, you know, that's part of what they're going to do to help. I also feel that there's some other means that's going to surprise you, because I keep seeing that, and I keep seeing, like, individuals in there going through this. It's ironic, because they have food that I was raised around, but I'm not doing it. You know, obviously, my psyche can go to food. I can find food at a drop of a hat, but I couldn't find energy. Patty, help me. You feel what I'm getting?
Yeah, I get it. There's definitely something there. And, again, the stepping outside of your normal. What I'm getting is for you, Melvin, you've actually gotten kind of comfortable in your way of being. Even when you're not happy with some of it, you've gotten comfortable in your sense of lack and your, I'm going to struggle here. You're comfortable with the struggle. And I know it is really hard. Believe me, I know, as all of us, that the times are it's shifting. It's part of the shift and part of the lessons we have to learn. But get a little more comfortable being uncomfortable and going outside of your box and looking outside of that. Even the tiniest bit of, like, changing your verbiage, changing your wording, opening up a few new possibilities for yourself, because they really, really are there. Like Jethro said, you are a gentle, sweet man. You are a good man. You are a hardworking man. But you've let the situation gets you down a little bit too much, and you can pick yourself back up, and you're the person to do it. And then guess what? Once you really start doing it, everything around you will start doing it too, when you really just start claiming that power. And again, I know that sounds really weird, like claiming your power does not pay your rent or buy you lunch, but there's something in the energetic of that. You just need to step out your comfort zone and expect, demand, create a little more, and you honestly will.
Okay. Yes.
Does that make sense? Do you get that? Do you feel that power in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, you are so right. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And Melvin, don't you forget, I know you brought up earlier, send me and Patty, send us at Psyche's Gone Wild your son's full name, and we'll put him in our prayers and our group. We have a lot of individuals who put out light work and healers. I would like to include that, and I'm so sorry to hear about what happened to him.
So sorry. Sending him more bad.
Yeah. Okay, I will. I'll send you all email with his full name. And, yes, I thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you, Melvin. You stay out there. Keep going wild. And next time I hear from you, we're going to be talking about what's going on with those girls in the park again.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, love you.
I love you all. Thank you.
Love you.
We are going wilder than wild, and we have a lot of individuals calling in tonight, and they're going, Jethro, I've been listening for quite a while. You and Patty are doing it again. My phone went on the rinker, and I picked it up again, and last night you were joking about pantyhose on sale, and I kid you not, someone just told me on the aisle six is selling some pants and jeans. Jethro, what have you done to me? What I've done is I've made you a little wilder, and I'm so glad you guys are calling in. Last night, Patty, you know how me and Patty used to have McDonald's. We've had people order fries and everything else to get the airwaves so high. Last night, right in the middle of our show, me and the other American Federation worker, Dina Flanagan, had someone ask, they said they were selling pantyhose on aisle 18, and we both laughed, and then she let us know who wears pantyhose and made me red. So all of you guys that are tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to grab the phones, and it's always nice to see a phone number I know. This is ironic. Those of you who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, my sister that I write about in the book, you know, those of you know I'm from a family of eight, this is the sister that I wrote about in my book. Linda, how are you doing? This is Jethro and Patty. Are you calling my radio show? It's like it's gone wild. What do you think?
I'm having a hard time. I'm still trying to reconnect again.
Oh, no.
It's like I've kept you on the phone. The phone is staying here, but I tell you, the chat, I cannot stay in it.
Oh, no.
It keeps throwing me out. Every time I get in there, it just sticks, and it just blocks, and it says Block Talk is not responding. So I don't know if it's my browser or what it is, but at least I get to talk to you, and I wanted to give you a hug and just tell you I love you.
Oh, I love you. This is my older sister calling. And you know, look in the mail. Jan just wrote down. Jan got a Patty Negri stamp, and I think, Linda, you actually and a few others have already started getting the stamps in. So we love you, and I'm glad you called. So how is it over there in Colorado? Is it still as wild as ever?
We had a nice little rain tonight, sit out on the patio and the smell of rain, and we've got some redheaded little birds coming into our little feeder, watch the birds come in, and it's just real green this year, real green. We've got a lot of green, just lush with green this year.
Great. All right. Well, I love you, sister, and thank you for calling in and lending your support.
Okay.
We're going to get that crazy chat room working for you, okay?
Okay. I love you, too, and take care. I'm going to try to get on one more time.
Okay. That's my sister. We always tease, and ironically, when we were kids, they always teased that me and her were witches because of our ability, and it's so good to see you on the phone. She's very persistent, and I love her dearly. Thank you for calling in, my dear older sister. We are grabbing a hold of the phones, and there's some more people, and they're going wilder. I got an email, Jethro, and all I got was a U.S. stamp. What's wrong with that? When did you get it, you guys? He just started this contest this month. So if you had any mails for me before, yes, they did have it. But if you write to me and say, Jethro, I would like to see or have you in your list, you will be sent a snail mail. We want to collect those. I know a lot of you individuals do. We do have a Jan t-shirt right now that's out. And if you'd like, you can also have a mouse pad of it. Jan Bach-Drakey, our lovely and talented Saturday girl. 504, it's your turn on Psyche's Gone Wild. What would you like to do?
Messages for my guys and my angels. This is Ashley again. We met last week.
Oh, Ashley. What are you? Okay, do you like us, or are you just calling to tease me now, Ashley?
I'm not teasing. I just want to connect with my guys and my angels again. How you doing, Patty? Nice to meet you.
I'm good. Nice to meet you, Ashley.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
You have one. What I'm getting is one. It's a guide. It's not an angel, but it's a guide. But it's a very ethereal guide. So, you know, it's somewhere in there. It says you're not listening to them. You hear them, but they're not listening to. You're not listening to them. Do you know what that means?
I don't hear them. Are you picking on my dad? I haven't heard my dad in years.
Okay. Well, this is. I don't think that this is your dad. I think this is again is one. It's one of your guides. Again, it has a beautiful etherealness to it, so it's not like your dad because that's a whole different energy. But says you're not listening, and it may not come through as. You know, they all speak through different ways, but you hear something and you just kind of go, no, you're not quite accepting some of the things you're hearing. Does that make sense?
Let me tell you a story. Like 2 months ago, I met this older guy and I told him I was not interested and it seemed like I'm keep running into him for no some apparent reason, he's talking about messed up a good thing. So I just told him I'd rather be friends than, you know, a personal level. And he took offense. Like, I was playing games and everything, and I just brushed him off. I don't want to be bothered with him. So are you picking up his energy?
Nope.
No. No, this is a guided energy. We both are picking up with you. Ashley, I love you, darling. You know that you call in again, and you ask different questions, and I love that about you with the guide work. They're also telling me what's going on here is that your guides are doing some work with you, and what me and Patty are getting with them, and you're going to experience, is that they're definitely coming through. You said you hadn't spoke with your dad in a while, and I got to honestly tell you, do you feel that your dad is actually on the other side or trying to communicate with you telepathically? Because I think your dad had some abilities, too, is what I'm picking up.
I don't know, my dad passed on when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, that's who Patty's picking up. Patty's getting and he's telling us that he also knows with you, but I feel like the older gentleman you did, we both said no, because he had other ideas for you, and I laugh because your father's not crazy about it. Please ask your dad to put my radio show back on. He just pulled everything from the airwaves, so right now it's me, you, and Patty on the line, and I've got to get
that. Oh, I'm not afraid to ask him.
Yeah, is please, and I love it, and I can feel the energy. Now, talk to me a little bit here about what's going on with the fact. I mean, you're a very beautiful woman, and don't. I'm not trying to be. I'm just being honest to you. Your dad's
basically,
telling me that there's. Mm-hmm.
Basically, his age and the way how he just trying to say, "Oh, you know, I was gonna find a good man like me, and this and that and the other." So I just figured, I say, you know what? I'd rather be friends because I'm about to be 29, and he's 49. And he thinks I'm playing games, and which I am not. I'm just trying to brush him off, like he's too old for me. And I'm not going to date someone 20 years older than me that says, oh, you're not going to find a good man like me. I say, you know, you're not going to find a good woman like me because I'm in the church. I write it like I love kids. I love to mentor kids. And basically, I'm just trying to connect with someone that accepts me for me. And it's hard to find the one. And I'm just ready to go out there and date. I haven't dated in, like, going on 4 years. I know my dad probably told you that.
Yeah.
Waiting on a good guy.
Yeah. I love it. And your
and
dad is hilarious.
Praying.
Thank you.
I keep praying and asking my guys and my angels and God and the universe to bring someone into my life that I have written out so many qualities, and I burn over candle, prayed over it, and all of a sudden I keep dreaming about three different types of guys, and I sort of pop the question, and all of a sudden one of my grandmothers pops in, like I'm someone at the church house. So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, like Jethro said, is that communication's coming in, and I do see people there. And I mean, don't wait till the right one just knocks at your door. You do have to go out and look and find it, and maybe go out with a couple because
I do
it,
look.
Okay.
I do
it may
look
not.
See, all right, I have a cousin. She has a boyfriend, and all of a sudden, they ask me, "Do I want to go out?" I don't feel like a third wheel. Like I'm the single person, the odd person out. Like I'm a the single person in my family, put it like that. And everybody's attached.
Okay, you're going to be attached in time. You're young. I almost think, you know, I don't think anybody should really get stetsurous until they're 30. So you're days away from that. So no. And don't start feeling bad about yourself. The right one will come along at the right time. And I really see somebody there.
Exactly.
But it's just about really keeping your heart open, because I know you say it is, but just make sure it really, really is. Because I see somebody beautiful there, you know, and not settling. And it has nothing to do with age, older, younger. It's just the right person.
No, this guy just can take no for an answer. Like, you say, oh, you'll mess up a good thing. What type of person that says that he can have me and I have standards?
Yep.
And we keep bumping into each other. We keep butting heads.
And that's disrespectful. If he really cares for you, tell him if he really cares for you, you'll respect your wishes. Maybe you could be friends. Maybe you could be best friends. Maybe you could be buddies. Maybe do all sorts of things if he would open up to it. But if he really cares for you, he's got to respect you.
Exactly. a funny person I just connect with. Nice to meet you, Patty.
We love you, Ashley. We gotta go now, and you keep coding in, right? And we got some more energy happening. You got to talk to our medium tonight. I remember you now when I was going through. You have this wild energy. I've got the phones. We love you dearly. Remember to put in that psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to be giving away a few more presents here.
Well, I'll try to log in right now.
Okay. All right. We love all of you guys that are tuning in. Yes, Jethro, why is it happening? Every time I pick up my phone now, I keep hearing another voice on the phone. I have to ask you this question. Patty, is it possible that my telephone could be haunted? A friend of mine had it in a hotel where there were ghosts, and after I bought it, it was a cool gift, and then I started using it this week. Oddly, I am hearing voices on it. Should I say hello back?
Yes. Why would you not say hello back and say, if you find out if it's a, you know, a cross telephone line and it's a person three blocks up who's listening in on your call, or if it is some connection to spirit, you know, figure out if it's somebody you want to talk to or not. Is it something good spirit you want to hang around, otherwise tell it to go away.
I love that. I think that's a very good, and I got to understand, that is a very good question. I would assume that because of the object and the situation there, that it would be, like Patty just said. And what I love about it, those of you who've, we had quite a few emails here coming in the beginning of the week that had them in the house, and we kept reiterating, please, you know, like Patty says, speak with them, talk with them. If you've got them in the house, they're also, it's your space. If there's something going on that you don't want. You guys heard earlier with my sister on the phone, we had a ghost in our house for many, many years, and ironically, both me and her out of the eight children are very psychic and attuned. Our family always tells us that's part of what's wrong with us, but we love the fact with our ability, and we know that the gentleman in the house, we proved later that this man had passed, and that's why we were always seeing him in the hallway. And I laughed for many years, not to tease me, you guys, but Linda will tell you, my sister Colleen, she had a very big walk-in closet, and I always thought I was going to live in there. It was like my condo as a child, where there's 11 years difference, and I would like to hang in there. And I remember this guy very clearly. One time I told him, I said, you won't come into my apartment. And we still joke about that, because at me stating that to him firmly was the way that we found out. I was like 7 years old or maybe six, and we found out that what he would do is when you directly put that intent to him, he couldn't go any farther. He was causing a little bit of nervous with my older sister, and she was pregnant. She was a little worried because he would follow her and was a little awkward. So that's a good indication in what Patty's saying. If you have him in your house haunting, make sure you're putting your foot firmly down and you're stating what you want. You have control of your situation. I think a lot of times people become apprehensive. I had someone saying, yes, Jethro, what do they do with the Amityville Horror? We're not talking about the Amityville here. We're talking about a normal house that's having ghosts or energies. We had a friend tell me that they lose frankincense and myrrh, had a very good successful rate, and the lady they felt went out the window. She was very happy to be freed from the space that she was in. So you guys got to try this out. We got a few minutes left. We got 925-207-425-917. Me and Patty always come in at the last minute and flip one through on a real quick one. So let's grab one of you guys. We have 6, 7, 12 of you on the phones. Here's the one that we got. 925, you're live. How are you, 925?
Hello, this is Renny. I had called a couple weeks ago, and I talked to you and Patty, and you had asked me to call back after I had a private reading with Patty. And I'm calling back.
Oh, we love you. Thank you for calling back, and I'm so happy. And can you tell us, you're calling on the radio, and here she is, all shy, but can you tell us what happened?
I know, I'm going to be quiet now.
You don't have anything to worry about. So, I had a private reading with Patty about 2 or 3 weeks ago regarding my relationship, and I had written down about 4 questions I really wanted to get answered, and I didn't even have to ask her those 4 questions. She came through with everything that I had wanted to know without me asking.
I love that. See, and now that's what that's when they always told me, my teacher, you know when someone's a psychic is when they answer those questions. And I love you for calling in. I know that other individuals were like, Jethro, when I did that night, they're like, what are you guys doing? I said, we're having fun. And I have actually, you know, been a client of Patty's, and even with what I do in this work, you can feel the energy. Patty has a way of reading that you leave feeling magically like you know it's going to be there. And there's, you know, there was obstacles I had and some things that she didn't tell me exactly what I wanted to hear, but she still left me with guides and ways that are mean to handle the situation. Would you say that Patty would be considered one of the top strong strengths in your life now?
Yes. One thing that she had told me about was not to worry about the earthquake, so I'll shake out for the better. My boyfriend and I decided to take a little bit of a break, but I'm feeling okay about it. I feel like we'll work it out in a little bit of time, but she saw us coming through it and told me not to get too upset about it, and I haven't been upset about it at all.
My goodness. Good. I love that. I've got your telephone number. I will be contacting you sometime this weekend. You are in for our Let's Go Christmas Wild Bash, which means you're going to be getting some prizes in the mail for doing what we asked and you know, playing along with us. You went ahead and called and did this and called back. So you will receive a T-shirt, a book, and some other prizes in the mail, and then you're going to be in for over $500 Christmas prize.
Okay, great. Can I just ask one quick question?
Sure.
Do you see how long our break will be?
Go, Jethro. I'm just so glad you called in. I'll let Jethro take this one, but you are such a sweet soul. Isn't she beautiful?
She's very beautiful. She's such a sweetheart. I'm so glad. I think it's going to be a little bit of a time here, but not like you think. I feel like it's, you said a break?
Yes.
I feel like that it's going to be a little bit of a time here because it has to go through a little bit of healing and some other work. They're telling me it closed about within 2 months is what I'm getting.
Okay. Well, my birthday is in about 6 weeks, and hopefully we can at least spend that together.
That's what I'm feeling. More like I would say close to around what I'm feeling from now to there. So I'm saying close to most of the last of August into September is what I'm feeling.
Okay. That's not too bad. I'm starting a class and working on myself, so.
Good, because it was all about time for you to do some growth on yourself, for both of you. So that's a little the earthquake I told you about, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I feel that now.
Of
course, I didn't feel that, but I'm okay now.
We love you. Speaking of time, they give us 70 seconds, 60 seconds. They're going to throw us right out that door into the real world again.
Ooh,
we love all of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Continuing on with our last few seconds, get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com, or you can catch us, Patty, at
pattynegri.com, PATTINEGRI.com, and come to my Facebook page, too. Like me, friend me, all of the above.
And one last thing, thank you guys on Facebook. 36,000 likes. We're doing something right here. I hope it's this show, because that's what you guys said. So we love you. Continue to be wild, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.